The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
I'd go to Lila, I'd try to call, but I ain't got minutes. My data turned off yesterday, and I ain't got Wi-Fi. I don't know what I could do. Just come to Nassau, I'm telling you, I'll catch this number two. I'd go to Lila, it's been some time since I talked to you. You say you try to FaceTime me, I think you keep forgetting I on a blue. Them never come true, I think I screwed. How I could get to Miami. How I could get to Miami.
How I could get to Miami.
How I could get to Miami. Miami seems pretty far, don't got no plane, no train, no car. Slim to you, I think that's the only way. And if I don't, I'll drown by the bar. Nobody told you live so far. I wish you was right here on East Bay. Delilah, I can't come to you, and I'd be a conk to promise you. Bahamas, hey, I'm gonna make it down this way. Not today.
PMH can need you badly, but I think I hurt and I can need you more. I never hurt like this before. Miami Fire.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. You may have guessed it by now, but today is going to be a culture Tuesday. Yes, I know there are lots of BPL stories in the news. I want to beg your pardon and give me time to read through the articles, prepare notes for a full discussion and interrogation on a new energy era. We're going to get to those stories later in the week, but joining me this morning, I have a number of people in studio, some of them from Grand. These people fly in from Grand Bahama. They know I was playing the song for them. I don't know if I can make it to Freeport. Y'all better come to Nassau. And I'm so glad that y'all came to Nassau this morning. It's Tuesday, the 11th of June, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. And that song we started the show with is called I'd Go Delilah. And it's a cover of a popular indie rock song, and it is perhaps the most beautiful I've heard in a long, long time. And I have to say this, that our dear belated uncle, father, brother, Ronnie Butler Sr., the king of covers, he could take anybody's song and make it better. These young people have stepped up, sir, and they take in the charge, and they doing it. I can't tell y'all how moved I was yesterday when I saw the snippet. Many of y'all may have seen a reel floating around Instagram and Facebook with Casper 242 singing his second verse. And then I found the whole song. So if you have the reel, you go into the bio and he has a link to the whole song on YouTube. And it is an artist. I think his name is Bizarre, but it's B7AYRE, Bizarre, and Casper 242. This is the, see, if you are indie folk rock person like me, like one of the conversations that popped up at the Long Island Regatta this weekend is how much Long Island people love country music, right? Country music is a part of the culture of Long Island. And then you remember that Long Islanders and many family islanders had to rely on AM radio, right? Because of the distance from New Providence. And that AM radio they're picking up is from the United States of America and the lower states, which is country town. And so it's always wonderful to see towns and cultures and then to discover that they are as natural as your own music. Bahamian singing rock music is Bahamian culture. Mm-hmm. And then on top of it, two hip-hop/reggae artists decide to pick up this beautiful song and put down a beautiful cover. Now, Casper and B-Y-B-7-A-Y-R-E. It's a bit bizarre until I figure out how to pronounce it. Y'all are just beautiful. The vocals y'all put down on that is just beautiful. I can need y'all to make a whole album of lullabies for little children. I don't care if you call it ghetto lullabies. Songs to sing bad man to sleep at night and give them comfort. But it was just beautiful. And I want to say thank you all for putting that song into the Bahamian consciousness, into the Bahamian public. So it's a Culture Tuesday. I have guests joining me in studio. I want them to introduce themselves. They are a part of a renowned and established and extremely successful artist collective. And they're going to talk to us today about an upcoming play. We're going to talk a bit about the culture of the troupe, the group of people. And then we're going to broaden the conversation to talk about art and culture, heritage and history, and whose job is it to curate our history. So good morning, everyone. I'm going to starting from my right, and then we're going to move around the table.
Good morning, Nassau. I am Patrice Johnson, and it's a pleasure to be back in Nassau again to bring you this wonderful, wonderful production, March On, The Story of Us.
I'm Catherine Chisnell Mitchell, and I'm here as the head of the fan club. I've been following Gia Pierre and her tremendously talented crew for years, for years. I even broke out of bed rest when I was pregnant to come see them on one show. And this is something I can't talk highly enough about. We're hearing from March On team again on Guardian Radio because you need to be hearing about it. And because if you haven't seen this show, you need to be coming out to see it this weekend. Despite the fact we greeted this crew with a flat tie on Nassau Roads this morning, they're here and it's just wonderful to see you in the flesh.
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Michaela Green. I am a part of the cast and crew, and it's always happy to be in Nassau, and I'm ready.
That's green with an E or green without an E?
Green without the E.
That's okay. We all cousins from Barbados. Don't watch nothing, cousin.
Don't watch nothing.
In the Zoom room, good morning. Miss Pierre?
Erin, and thank you, Nassau.
Oh, morning.
In the parking lot, we'll be talking to Nassau this morning.
Absolutely. Now, I have a sneaky suspicion that you got all the mangoes in the car. That's why you ain't come out.
That's why she ain't come. She babysitting them.
I did. Mango looking somewhere to wash these.
She want to wash them.
Yeah, you got mango in the car for real. It is a pleasure to have you all in studio this morning. I found this article in Saturday's, I think, Our News webpage. New play takes comedic look at history. So that's right up my alley. I'm political satirist, improv comic. I love it. From the mind of well-known playwright Gia Pierre, March On, The Story of Us, takes viewers on a comedic journey through Bahamian history. Originally debuting in Grand Bahama, the play has now premiered in New Providence, featuring Bahamian celebrities like Patrice Johnson, Will Stubbs, and Das Quay. For those in New Providence who haven't seen it yet, it will be shown at the Atlantis Resort, June 14th through 15th. Tickets can be purchased at Gorgeous Essentials, the mall at Marathon, or by scanning the barcode on the flyer. So if you're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, you find the flyer, you can scan it, and that'll take you straight to the page to buy your tickets. Gia, who in this story? Do you know why they couldn't find Jerry Roker in town? Are you going to tell us why they couldn't find Jerry Roker in town in this play?
No, not yet. Maybe part two.
Okay.
what we did with March On, The Story of Us, it was originally written, you know, to celebrate last year for the 50th anniversary.
Okay.
And we wanted to tell a story. We wanted to bring you right up to present day. From the start of that, even before that, right up to present day, and give you a look at history. But taking on a project like that could be, you know, it was quite tedious, quite overwhelming because, of course, there's a lot of history that went into it, but we did not want, it's not in our nature, a piece that would not be entertaining. I wanted history as it happened, so I decided to have the audience take you on a ride for you to live it, actually.
Okay.
Put you in place where you experience it as it happened. I just take you on a regular people. You follow a regular cast of humorous, engaging, talented people, and they're going to take you through this ride. And I think that has been the thing that made March on the Story Bus stand out. We've had people, I mean, of course, tremendous overflow of laughter because it's so real, it's so relevant. Even though it begins in 19, the day after independence, it begins in 1973.
Okay,
it's just so still relevant, so modern, so much of what we go through, so engaging.
So are we reading? Go on.
And it ends, and of course, in present day, but it takes you highs and lows. We've had people, of course, to laughter, but pride just moved to tears as things happened. I wanted us to really, truly live some of the things that happened.
Absolutely. So are we following a cast of people? Are we reading history through the lives of ordinary Bahamians as they grow through the decades?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Two things happen. You watch these people grow and you watch them have. So, you know, our particular brand, we always take you on a roller coaster. So we have known for laughter and intrigue and scandal and this sort of thing. And we have all of that and love. That's our stamp. So all of that is in the life. As you go through history, you also follow this family, this group of people, an extended family. It's a hotel. So, you get to open with this group of people that work at a hotel. And so it's not anything that you could imagine. Get that out of your mind. It's not going to be something stiff and, that it's just something that you can really, truly entertain you and enjoy. So it's history that happens as this family lives it. So you've definitely taken on a ride.
Well, listen, I want to say, like, at the political level and then at the national sort of governance level, this opportunity for Bahamians to see how lives evolved and were impacted by national change, by big policy moments, right?
Yes.
I think that's one of the missing links in our national development, in our evolution, is that we're doing all this living and we don't have the time to observe how life is impacted, right? And interest, because we, of course, we're awake, we feel it, we're suffering, we're struggling every day. Mm-hmm. But sometimes when you have an opportunity to step back and watch it, then you can see the joy within the suffering. Yeah. You can see the growth within the...
As a quote, right? An unexamined life is not worth living. And so this examines it. But when you hear history, you don't... Like, you're not going to be snoring through this. It truly engages in a way that's like a Bahamian telenovela, but also truthful.
All right. So I got a quick question. Are we going to find out if Perry Christie's mother was a nurse? If Grave Davis, Grammy was a subsistence farmer. Are we going to find these things out? Because I tell you why. Because those stories have been some of the most important stories in the collective Bahamian consciousness. Christie tells the story. Brave tells the story. Reverend Simeon Hall tells the story of redemption, right? Of like reincarnation, of coming from a place and being able to imagine that they could be more than the sum total of where they came from. And so, I know I said it humorously, right? But
definitely. You're actually right. And, we don't spend too much time there, but that's that at the end of the play. And we do touch on it a bit, that, it's lines in there where someone says, we live in a country. Sometimes we take it for granted where these people, you could have the son of a nurse and a taxi driver and the son of... so-and-so, and these are average, everyday, working-class people who build this country and raise men to lead it. Mm-hmm. And so the charge that follows that's given you. Sometimes we think these things don't happen, or the greatness is only for the few. It's actually available to all of us.
And she should.
And in the government perspective, a lot of things from our perspective, but it touches you in a way. We had people sit in the audience and, say they were almost... They laughed and had an awesome time, but you kind of had this something that stirred up in your gut at the bottom of it. Just one of it is one of the things that stirs up is pride. And the other thing is just discharge as a Bahamian. What am I going to do? So it's just watching the what we accomplished together. It's that togetherness that sometimes we lack today that, you know, it gives you that charge to go back to. It's just a wonderful, wonderful experience, I would say, the show. I think the greatest compliment we got had is that it's more than a play. It's a masterpiece that should be seen by all Bahamians. And I think that's one of the greatest compliments that we have. And I definitely underscore that.
Okay, so let's get to the details for this event. 14th through 16th of June. Is that Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
We're focusing in on Saturday and Sunday. It's Father's Day weekend, but this is such a good fathers are so respected in this piece. And again, it's something that I don't think there's one person. I went with college age people, straight ladies, and there was no one who didn't resonate with. So it's a great activity for what's going to be a rainy weekend. So, you know, to be considered.
Absolutely. Cost. How much is this going to cost me? If I write a good essay, could I submit my essay to get into this play? Children, I waken on it first.
I think what the tickets are priced at. Come, let's go. PR over here to the right. Let's make sure we get it right, because I think we have VIP seating.
VIP seating means you get to sit at $60, yeah. And general seating is at $50.
And what's the difference between VIP is you get to be in the splash section. You'll have the spit spraying on your face. And so it's like, you know, when you go to SeaWorld, this is the Shamu section of the stadium. And so it's worth it. It's worth coming on out and being right up front to see.
The theater is really large, and so the VIP section, you'll be seated to the front. Mm-hmm. Part of the room. But let me tell you something, Al Atlantis, all seats are perfect. Mm-hmm. There's no seat in Atlantis that's not a good seat.
Right, the way that it's laid out, everyone can see the screen clearly.
Hear and see, honestly and truly. Hence, that's why we like going there. It's really, really a theater.
Now listen, will there be concessions? Will somebody be throwing any cake and peanut cake and pieces of cassava bread into the audience from the stage?
They're going to be selling you hot dog, popcorn, and juice.
Good stuff. Concession is concession. Okay. Cast and crew, before we get on, because I got a text here for you. Before we get on, cast and crew. Mm-hmm. Now, I read an article. In fact, let me just share something with y'all. Y'all hear all that paper flipping? Let me tell y'all all the articles I found. New Play takes comedic look at history. Make You Laugh, March On, Family Drama by Gia Pierre debuts this weekend in Turks and Caicos. That was May of this year.
Yes, ma'am.
I Object, Ready for Nassau Showing. That was 2013. 2013. Pierre's stage play, Perfect in Weakness, A Personal Journey. That's in Bahamas Weekly. That was 2015. Grand Bahama Playwright Competition set for March 26th. That's 2017. Sexy, Scandalous, and Hilarious, 26th of April, 2019, Gia Pierre's new stage play, Friends with Benefits. And then 2022, Pierre returns to stage with Forever Us. And because I even get to Crazy in Love 1, Crazy in Love 2, and
3 and 4. 3. Amen. She has a series.
God bless love, hey?
I can tell you.
You could try it over and over again. This ain't like your exams. This ain't like A-levels. You could try over and over again. Gia, in these articles, I read that you have a core cast. I know about that. I was a part of an improv group. They better watch out. I may jump them in a minute. Yeah, just jump right in. It's improv. Tell me about your cast. How long have you been working with them? And how does that sort of longevity or the relationships, how does that, enhance the show, the relationship between the cast over years, and then the crew, and how important the crew is to this particular production and to the tour, because then we're going to talk about the tour.
Okay, Aaron, yes, Deb. But that lady, Patrice Johnson, next to you, mm-hmm. we've been together for 30 years. That's how long. I wrote my first play at 15. I guess she's been for about 30 years writing plays. Most of the cast, I would say about 10 years. We came together in Crazy Love 1, mm-hmm. and that just took off. We performed for the series Crazy Love, maybe about 70 shows of that series, and that's when we came to know the wonderful Catherine, who joined us for Crazy Love One. And the reason I liked to grow with these people, they're an exceptional group of people. I write for certain people. I get a lot of criticism that way. But the reason I do that is because it helps me. Because if I write, I'm going to write with Patrice's strength and so-and-so's strength as I write along, because we know each other so well. And then their commitment, their loyalty. Your Father's Day weekend. This is just a glimpse. No one even mentioned it. We didn't even realize. We have fathers who are committed to families, who their families, who are just coming and they're giving them their time and their talents to us. I've been under the weather for the past few months. So they traveled to, like you said in one of the articles, we just came back from Turks Island. We had shows in Freeport. And they traveled by themselves and everything, the cast and crew, as if I was there. So this is definitely a team effort, straight across the board. It's gotten so much bigger. It used to be me, a pen, and Patrice, I'm helping along, but now it's so much bigger. It's a team effort. We have a growing team, a big team, but just a committed persons that help this to move forward.
Absolutely. You escaped that one, Miss Green. You escaped that one. I try and get Miss Green on this mic.
We are a team. We are a team.
Absolutely. I will call some names I found. Sherelle Dames, Mark Gardner, Desiree Joseph, Romardo Russell, and Evan Williams. They were part of the 2022 cast for Forever Us. And then even get more play. We got to do better.
We got to do better.
And then, so in 2022, you indicate that you have written more than 15 plays. Your first one being A Tribute to Mother.
A Tribute to Mama.
A Tribute to Mama. Mm-hmm. Somebody from QC wrote that article.
Oh, okay. Catherine Nix. A Tribute to Mama.
A Tribute to Mama. Wonderful.
And that, I'm Mama.
Absolutely.
That play is still going on.
It is. Okay. Yes.
That's our longest. Because the themes are universal. Mm-hmm. When you deal with family themes, it's just universal. You can kind of continue. I went away to college. They used to call me every year, just letting you know we're on our way to Bimini for Tribute to Mama. So years from the way I, from down from when I wrote it, they were still performing it, very much so still performing it. But yes, it's been years.
How is that feeling for you? Like, right? When you creating the show, like the type of improv that the spot does is like sketch improv. So you create a framework. It's character based. So you really put the effort into growing your character. So if your character is well developed, they can do anything in any scene, right?
Yes, ma'am.
But in that game, you have to be selfless. You come up with a good joke. You have to be prepared when your cast says, "Look, Aaron, that's a great joke, but you gotta let Chad for a Val do it. They could do it, you know." Not to say that you can't do it, it's yours, but let's let them do it. You have to be selfless in that way. That feeling, ma'am, of producing these babies, putting them in the crib, and walking away, trusting that the other caretakers will take care of your baby. How you work with that? How you? Because I could be honest with you. I little funny. I like Erykah Badu. I sensitive about my work.
Oh yeah, that's one of my favorite folks. Mm-hmm. I think it the wrong way, but of course, radio, we can't do it.
Yes, ma'am.
but I've gotten a lot better. The trust is definitely there for them. I know this means this is no longer my day. Patrice, 30 years, some of them 10 years. They are so invested. They given their most valuable resource, and that's their time. Mm-hmm. And a lot of time. We require a lot, tons of time. And so they're so invested in the product that I have to realize a few years ago that I have to share it. It's more than mine. So it's gotten a lot easier. It's still, an uncomfortable feeling, because whenever you put of course you're an artist. You're putting your baby on stage. And, so it's always a nervous thing. Even when I'm home and when they went to Turks Island, I was a nuisance. Anybody would answer their phone I need to get in that room. I need eyes in that room. So, it's a nervous feeling. How would the audience receive it? How would they represent themselves and they, that sort of thing? But I would say I got a lot better, but it's a little uncomfortable. But I can tell you one thing: on those nights that it goes well, there's no better feeling.
Absolutely. Now imagine your ancestors, imagine your grandparents, our forefathers, having to trust the Bahamas with us. Mm-hmm. Putting in all of that hard work, knowing that there's a limitation to how much they could do. Okay. At some point, their hands are off of it, and they have to trust that those that come after them can take the baby and take care of it.
And that's how you feel when you leave this play, and on those nights that you say the chemistry is perfect, you feel like this becomes our baby. It's no longer Gia's. It now belongs to us. Anyone who's seen this show almost feels protective of it. It's like the story of us. It's truly, as you said, you're going to touch in the future. This is a curation of our story, and history belongs to those who write it. And this is beautifully and bravely and importantly done. As someone who comes from, I did my master's in history, focusing on the colonial periods, and to see something like this that makes it a touchable, understandable, digestible, appetizing, it means that Gia, who's complimenting the whole world today, is Bahamian gold. She is Bahamian gold. She has created something that can stand on a global stage, and the cast and crew are gold standard. There's nowhere in the world, I know we'll talk about the global tour, but there's nowhere in the world that this play couldn't be taken, that we wouldn't be proud of it, and also feel the impetus that action must come behind understanding the story. That I think the prior show, Dwight was talking to a young man saying that, you know, we have a legacy of expectancy in the country that said a lot, but this says we are, look at gratitude of what has come before us. Let's understand it, and now let's step forward. And this play, you won't feel anything but not inspired. Proud, but also like there's a duty before you, a mantle that you must take up if you connected the story.
Absolutely. You have people at the door telling you that they learned so much. I'm a Bahamian, and I didn't know this or I didn't know that. Gia is so guessing from God with that pen. And the way she unfolds me, I'm a straw vendor, and in the play, and Gia brings it over where back then, taxi drivers and straw vendors
were the most powerful people in the country.
Yes, yes. And so in this play, the taxi driver, which is my husband, and I'm a straw vendor, but we pulled together and still raised these children and send them off to school.
In fact, such an important period for Bahamians to be able to look at. First things first is we just presume everybody older than us know the history because they put on this sort of false confidence.
Yes.
But you need sometimes you need a false confidence to walk the world. I'm not dissing, right?
Right.
But then you're shocked when you realize they didn't know. Now we all know.
They tell you it to the door. They didn't know.
I tell people all the time, you need to know the historic relationship between straw vendors, taxi cab unions, and U.S. dollars, and straw vendors, and taxi cab unions, and politics. And if you want to know why modern-day taxi drivers are running stop signs, running red lights, and acting like they are essential services, it's because at one point in time in the country, for Black people, people of African descent, we talk in pre-majority rule and sliding out of majority rule and towards independence, those are the people who had greatest access to cash. Those are the people who had greatest access to U.S. dollars. Mm-hmm. And what those people were able to do with that, putting a Sir Orville Turnquest through university, not COB, through British University, right? And so but you need to understand that to understand the ways in which straw vendors and taxi drivers present themselves to the public, present themselves politically, like as an organization. Mm-hmm. You really need to know that. Mm-hmm. And they don't teach that in school.
No, they don't.
No. And we will, God bless the making of the Bahamas that lives on all of our bookshelves. And I have so much respect for our historians that wrote our history, our Gail Saunders and beyond that generation. Mm-hmm. But we don't have the new writers coming out with these books at this time that are being read. And so I appreciate the fact that this is a multidimensional look. As you said, what are the human stories that drove this? It's not a flat date on a page, but where did the heart of this country from? And how do we claim that, name it, and continue with it?
Absolutely. Now, text. What's the price of the tickets? Again, $50 for general admission.
$60 VIP, $50 general.
Absolutely. And I have a text here that says, tell them we want the show to come to Exuma, please.
Okay, I'll go.
I come in my suitcase, back.
You don't play with them.
But
be at the airport when they come.
Hopefully, Xuba won't flash a tire as fast as Nassau well, did.
Listen, let's transition to their text. I thank you for that text because I have a question here, like a theater as a cultural export. And I want to tie that with theater as a part of the tourism product, but also theater as a marketing tool for tourism. So when we're exporting culture, we look at the economic value and we look at the diplomatic value. I want to say good morning to my Filipino brothers and sisters, people from the Philippines living in the Bahamas, just in case I didn't say it correctly. That community of people use culture as diplomacy. They are in our country and they say, listen, we enjoy your rich, vibrant culture and we want to exchange our rich, vibrant culture with you.
Us. Mm-hmm.
And the Filipino community in the Bahamas is just wonderful. Food fest, they do pageants, they have sporting leagues, and they take their culture seriously because as migrants in another person's country, you have to work very hard to maintain your culture to pass it down to your children. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But they do that in a way that doesn't diminish or shut down Bahamian culture.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes a cultural exchange, mm-hmm. the milieu of it. Now, when you all go see this play, people gonna want to come to the Bahamas. People gonna want to come to the Bahamas. They gonna want to hear the songs. They want to see the monuments that the stories are about. Then we got to go to a break. Producer, when we come back from this break, play the rest of that song, Fuma. How'd it go, Delilah? I don't know. I don't think y'all understand how in my feelings I am about this fusion of Bahamian and American culture in this song. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
We trying to get in.
Stay informed with the Nassau Guardian, your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the latest news? Why not have it delivered right to your doorstep? The Nassau Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the international news, sports, business, and entertainment. Subscribe today. Call us at 302-2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The Nassau Guardian, we've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call now and let us bring the world to your door.
Sign up now for the 2024 Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic. Taking place Monday, July 15th to Sunday, July 21st at the Hope Center and the Kendall Isaacs Gym. We are shooting hoops instead of guns. Phone 601-4842 or visit our Facebook page. Sign up today for the 2024 Michael Scudery Basketball Classic. Peace on the Streets 2024 is coming.
Can kag biwo medikala kifwete tetyo nambay multiple service men nou na Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center? Image, se sa nou fe. Mem bagay pou lot lokasyon nou yo, image na Gouverneur ni na Kamakelo. Mem si nou ta bezwen yon radiografi, mamografi, ekografi, or eskaner pou fam go. Yon ekip komisyoner konsey radiolog, setifiye tout employer yo. Yo chak ak pwap domen yo. Yo bay dokte ou rezilta ou nan 24 tan. Rele 328-81-57 pou randevou nan Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, lokasyon Kamakelod ou bien imaj nan Grosvenor jodia.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361. Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
To Miami. Miami seems pretty far. Don't got no plane, no train, no car. Slim to you, I think that's the only way. And if I don't, I'll drown by the bar. Nobody told you live so far. I wish you was right here on East Bay. Delilah, I can't come to you. And I'd be a conk to promise you Bahamas air, I'm gonna make it down this way. Not today.
I'd go Delilah, you in school to be a nurse on PMH. Gonna need you badly, but I think I hurt and I gonna need you more. I never hurt like this before. Miami fire on the floor. I'd go Delilah, you no slow. Jet ski too. Oh, I might swoo. I lie that I'm the do. I lie that I'm the do. I swim in
the pool. Boy, he loved this Delilah now.
I'm telling you. He said, listen, I love you, but I can't swim to you. He said, listen, I ain't gonna lie. I can't swim to you. Yeah. I want to tell you all this little story again. I know I've told it before, but when I heard the story of how George Pratt and his brother James Pratt, as young men, built a boat to sail to Nassau to find wives. Understand why the proper curating of history is so important. I know that dream. I know the desire to find a loved one. They can't get here. You can't get to them. We, many of us lived that in the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Oh, if I could get to you. Mm. Just in the islands, just within our own archipelago. Mm-hmm. People separated by water. Mm-hmm. And then the vocals. Listen, I know y'all is bad, man. I just saying, I know y'all is bad, man. Y'all is hard, man. Y'all hard on this. Mike, y'all hard on these streets. But what y'all did to those vocals just now. And the story, so many people have lived that, have felt that, have dreamed that, have cried that, have said, if only I could get to you. Even my friends in studio, they saying, look here, if only we could get to Miami. They know the audience is there. They know the audience, the Bahamian diaspora in LA. They know the diaspora, even in the Northwest, they know the Canada, the diaspora in New York, along the East Coast, in London. If only I could get to you with this message of us.
Us, yeah.
Yeah.
To tell the story.
Yeah.
And to, you know, we're to the point now where we're educating through the arts.
Mm-hmm. Edutainment is the word. Aaron's been hearing this word from Bahamas. Edutainment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I on my side, I call it artivism, right? It's artivism. Using arts and culture as activism and advocacy to shift culture and perspective.
But also, this is in the DNA. I mean, ancient Greek, we taught through plays, Africa, arts, music, song, dance, oral history. Written history is new in as far as being an educational tool. Before, it'd be like, how can I make you feel it? Mm-hmm. You felt it through the arts, through song, through dance, through plays, and that's what you're doing. People like faith-based things are when you connect to a heart, and you're having the heart of history connected to the people through the story, so thank you.
Mm-hmm. And like I going back to the song again, right? This song is also about generations of each other, right? Like an older generation saying, I got to get to you. I got to figure out how I can't kill myself to do it, but oh, I know I need to connect. How am I going to connect through the generations, right? It's a beautiful piece. everything is as a teaching moment. Everything has a teaching element, and that song means so much to so many different people in so many different ways. Y'all young brethren, them, y'all just make me smile today. So let's go to the, can theater be a part of our tourism product, right? I think it can. I'm going to read
it
some.
It should be.
I'm going to read some more of these names. You'd be surprised at all the names. They've just worked with Gia Pierre and Out of the Ashes Entertainment, Fiona Bella Daniels, Kenrick Blatch, Sharon Brown, Tempest Bullard, Dawn Roll, Angel Russell, Berkeley Turnquest, and Dijon Wild Goose. Is Dijon Wild Goose Matthew Wild Goose?
No.
That's his family?
Matthew, I'm not sure.
Because I know Matthew was in Crazy in Love.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not sure if Matthew is related to Dijon, but they're from the same settlement. So nine times out of ten, they could be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, how are we going to do this? Themian culture and tourism product. Do you think we have enough actors and enough product, enough work to be able to put on a seasonal, year-round seasonal product that changes every, so it changes every 3 months, every season?
Definitely.
It changes.
Gia has I object on the slate now, and hopefully in the next couple of months we'll be back with that.
Absolutely.
I mean, I was raised going to the Dundas. You were too, Aaron, right?
Yeah.
You went to all the big plays and the shows and the musicals. The idea, I mean, the dream of having like a permanent Bahamian theater that, as you said, has seasons of events. You look and say, okay, this is the November season.
Have a calendar.
This is the January season. And you book your tickets, you plan, and also, you know, you make it marketable to the tourists. I bought some white foreigners to Crazy Love. I mean, they laughed. They didn't know what was happening. They didn't have subtitles, but they enjoyed it. I remember thinking,
because the themes are universal.
There.
No, the themes are universal.
They were moved. It wasn't just the
And Sip, Shakespeare in Paradise, I think, proved to us that just one theater company could put on a year's worth of plays for the Jubilee. And I think they're about to close off that year shortly. Y'all might as well just pick it up.
The Gia Pierre production is ready for that. We can take that on.
Absolutely. Now, I found this article and doing some research. I want to see if I could create a list of all of the plays. So, Gia, at some point, I would love for you to list off all of the plays that you've written.
Oh, wow.
But I found this article from the Nassau Guardian, 8th of July, 2023, so almost a full year ago, which is apropos, A Rich Legacy in Theater. And Gia Pierre, you are a focus in the article looking at the evolution of theater in Grand Bahama, right? So first things first, why you just letting Grand Bahama keep you like that? You don't love us in Nassau, eh?
That's what we're here, that's why we're here. We're here to meet the demand.
I need to build a second home for y'all in Nassau, man.
We do come to Nassau quite often.
Good.
And I want to stick up with the Nassau persons. Nassau has embraced us so much. So
good
much.
Stuff.
Just want to thank, the audience has grown so much since those early days. We just want to thank them. But we do come to Nassau. We're hoping to come, you know, more in the very near future. But definitely. And even to move about the islands, our next stop is Abaco. The lady online said it's Zoma. That's a definite possibility with the tour.
Okay.
So we don't believe that talent or ability should be confined to one island. Sometimes it's harder to branch out, but definitely anywhere that will receive us and there's an audience there, we would go.
Now, Bahamian playwrights like musicals for some reason and operas. Mm-hmm. We have The Legend of Sammy Swain. Winston Saunders, You Could Lead a Horse to Water. And then we have the more recent, The Real Thing, a musical about Eddie Minnis' songs, a musical built around Eddie Minnis' songs. Now, I will say, I didn't even know about The Real Thing. Where y'all is when y'all putting on this production again? But this article, A Rich Legacy in Theater, it's a great article to get a quick snapshot of the history of theater in the Bahamas. And it starts from the golden age of piracy, which lasted for 30 years between 1690 and 1720. The first skit recorded in the annals of Bahamian history was done by pirates, according to Bethel. I could see it now. They's trying to swing one of them privateers. They's trying to swing. They put on a little play to swing the police so they could get away with what they was doing. I love it. According to Nicolette Bethel, she said records also show theater for white society up until the 20th century, although it is known on in black Bahamian black segregated society and was church-based and school-based, but no one was keeping record. Now, Gia Pierre, I see this sexy, scandalous, hilarious. That ain't no church play, though. Does there tension between sort of the church and secular spaces, or are you accurately reflecting the lived experiences of Bahamians where church and secular blend all the time?
Well, you know what? We do it in such a way where I think Catherine used a word when she said palatable. Mm-hmm. We do it in such a way where, you know, we respect our audience. Mm-hmm. It's well received. So we have a lot of church people, a lot of churches come with mm-hmm. groups. We even in our love, I always say, I have to show you before I give you a lesson or give you the social ills about a situation. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have a show where I'm beating you with preaching now. I take you through it mm-hmm. and then you come to that and you have to see it. You have to understand it. So I think they understand, you know, they get that from us, mm-hmm. but we're very respectful of our audience. You know, with Friends with Benefits, that is to date, that's our most. We had in Freeport alone 19 sold out. So for the Freeport community, we're in a smaller community. And that was a huge thing. That's our biggest opening to date. And we put sex on stage. I mean, when I said sex on stage, a live sex singing, it was so well done. So
thanks.
Respectful. And we got away with it. So it's just that you kind of teeter that line.
Yeah.
And you have good reception from, you know, all groups.
Yeah.
I would say that wasn't the type of Friends or Benefits I was thinking of. I'll cook you food every day if you pay this BC. I will feed you and your wife every day if you pay this BC bill. Let us be friends.
Yes. And that's why she's, but that's the talent of the playwright. Her lightest touch commands the audience in a way that makes you feel, you know, enriched and not mm-hmm. tarnished. Mm-hmm. Not skip it off to confession afterwards. But I mean, this particular play, this should be mandated. You talked about education. This should be a mandatory part of our high school curriculums. There's no one who shouldn't see this. There's no one who wouldn't, like any blockbuster, you walk away and there's moments that stick with you. I mean, this opportunity this weekend is a rare one because it's hard to get a whole crew to fly in from another island, to get a flat tire, to be here in the thunderstorms and 6 inches of rain. And there, it's a sacrifice. There's no money that can pay for this. They're coming to share art and story with us. So take this opportunity to make sure that we value our own, because it's gone internationally now. And you were valued elsewhere, am I right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They welcome us with open arms. My God, they treated us so good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Why do you have to go abroad to be appreciated?
Well, because...
profit in your hometown.
Because we have a lack of spatial awareness. That's all it is. We have a lack of spatial awareness because we have not been socialized to see the greatness within ourselves. We don't see it within other people as well. As soon as you realize the magic that is within you, then you realize that everybody has the potential, has that magic in them and the potential for greatness. Mm-hmm. This is like a lack of social awareness. That's why I'm saying this song, I had to play it. You could play it at work. It's one bad word in it. We're not playing the bad word. Just one slight bad word in it. We ain't playing that. But imagine that I had said, no, man, these boys, I can't play them on the radio. They talk, you know, it's just Bahamian dialect, calling people conk. The song, we would have missed out on an opportunity to understand ourselves better through the efforts of someone else. I just want to say those vocals, when the melody, when the two of them coming in together, different octaves, you call that anyway, it's just beautiful. Mm-hmm. And imagine now if these two, because I know these by them, I mean these are by them. Mm-hmm. They play ball, they beat the road bad, but imagine if somebody told them, can be singing like soft like that. Mm. Y'all must see a sissy, eh? No. This is going to be the next ballad of the decade. I scared for these young ladies. These Bahamian men could sing. They could croon. They could balladeer. That's why you got to go see Crazy Love 1, Crazy Love 2, Crazy Love 3, Crazy Love 4. You got to go see Friends with Benefits. You got to see Forever Us. You got to see Sexy, Scandalous, and Hilarious. When you bring your Grammy, you got to give her a little intro in the beginning before she walk in the theater. Prepare a little bit.
Nothing. Not Grammy. Grammy.
Grammy, no, that's Grammy. How she's a Grammy.
All right, so the 15th and 16th of...
15th and 16th of June.
Atlantis Resort Theater.
Yes.
Cost?
Yeah. The cost is $60 for VIP.
Absolutely. And...
And the show times,
yes, ma'am.
Saturday at 8 p.m. And we have two shows on Sunday, which is at 4 p.m. and 8 p.m.
4 p.m. And where can I buy tickets?
Gorgeous Essential.
Gorgeous Essential.
In the mall. Uh-huh. Or you can scan the barcode on the actual flyer itself. Or if you have places that needs us to drop off tickets, you can give them to
or you. Call me at 646-2163. I'll come bring it to you.
That's 646-2163. Ms. Green will...
We will drop it off.
Yeah. Deliver
drop
tickets for you.
We'll deliver if you need.
And you can find the link through Facebook. I think it's on Instagram. So just Google it and it'll pop up. You can't get lost. And this is an opportunity. Don't miss it.
Daskwe in this?
Yes, oh, he God. Is.
This is a musical?
No, it's not. No.
You sure?
He has musical moments.
He has musical moments. Yeah. But
listen,
yeah.
I just want you all to know Daskwe told a beautiful, beautiful story publicly about meeting his father. And on the deathbed, his father says, "Is that Trevor?" And somebody say, "No, Daskwe." And they say, "That's how you get your name, eh?" It's such a beautiful story. Anyway, Daskwe, shout out. Catch gas in your elbow that night in practice. I miss you. Y'all have a wonderful day. Thank you to Gia Pierre Productions and Out of the Ashes Entertainment for joining us. You have to
Thank
go
so
out
much.
And see March
on the story
of
us. Yes,
and
ma'am.
Contact.
Thank you, Aaron. You did some tremendous research. Took us back on memory lane.
Listen, it is worth it. You are a prolific member of the cultural society. Your work. 30 years of production. My friend, I'm proud to be a Bahamian because you're a Bahamian, okay?
Amen.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron, for always caring about our culture so intelligently.
Yes, she does.
Thank you. You guys have a wonderful day. I got to go find Delilah. I need me a jet. I got to get to Miami. I in love. I got to get to Miami. Y'all have a wonderful day, people.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.